Every Jew has a share in the Maaseir. The Maaseir is not limited to great scholars or to Rosh Yeshivas. Every Jew has a share in the Torah. And every Jew attends the shir, every Jew, I mean, who studies Chumash and Rashi, or Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, no matter how superficial I mean, study is, and no matter how little he knows, has a share in the community of the Maaseir. And I kept on, and I've told you many times, I'm repeating myself, that basically the community, the share in the community of the Maaseir is not measured by the results, or by the success, or by the achievements, the accomplishments, by the number of chiburim published. I mean, the number of chiburim is very important, if they are good, of course. But it is determined by the effort. The effort. And an effort sometimes on the part of a plain Jew, like Mr. Edelman's father, who lived in an isolated community and brought up, tried very hard to bring up his children as Jews, as true Jews, observant Jews, is perhaps equal to the effort of a great Goyen and Tzaddik, I mean, or who actually can interpret Talmudic texts, I mean, in the most admirable way. And do, I mean, and to his memory, I dedicate this shir, and after the shir, you'll say the Kaddish, all right? Okay, what was the topic for today, for tonight? I believe Megillas Esther, and probably, yes. All right, I'll start with Megillas Esther now. Yes, Megillas Esther, it will tie in anyway. It will tie in. It was, as a matter of fact, it's not two topics, it's one topic. The text was a bit distorted anyway. But it's too bad that I did not suggest you should bring a Gemara Megillah. Sometimes because of Gaive. Daf Hei is the oldest sugyas pertaining to pride and vanity and vainglory are actually in Sefer Daf Hei. This is the source. Yes. But what I want to do now is just, we know very well that Megillas Esther, Purim as call it holiday, it's basically not a holiday, it's wrong, I mean the expression holiday is wrong, because Purim has no Kedusha Sayyim, is not endowed, is not provided with Kedusha Sayyim. Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh are endowed. Kedusha is invested in the day itself. In the time itself has been hallowed and consecrated, it's Kedusha Sayyim. But Purim is a festival rather than a holiday, without Kedusha Sayyim, but it's a Chalosh and Purim, okay. Basically, I mean, the criterion for Kedusha Sayyim, halachically, there are two criteria for Kedusha Sayyim. One criterion for Kedusha Sayyim is Korban Musaf, and the second criterion of the highest form of Kedusha Sayyim is Issa Melachim. What's called Mikro Kedesh. Mikro Kedesh means Issa Melachim. Yeah, this is the highest form of Kedusha Sayyim. Of course, within the range of Issa Melachim, you have, I mean, two kinds of Kedusha Sayyim. You have Yom Tov and Shabbos. But both are called Mikro Kedesh. Mikro Kedesh, yes. Purim doesn't belong to that group. It's completely separate. It's a kind of corpus separatum for itself. It is Ayim Chayil, basically it's Ayim Chayil, it's Muta B'mloche, Purim. All right, I'm in Mokim Shinoagu, but it's Muta B'mloche, basically. The Gemara tells us that actually Mordechai, at the very outset, in the very beginning, wanted to set up Purim as a complete, full-fledged holiday, including Issa Melachim. And he says, last he says some Alkein Ayudim Aprozes, I'll explain later. Ayeshim Gore Aprozes, Esim Esim Abuosa Lechidesh Ador Simcho Mishte V'Yom Tov. V'Yom Tov, the Gemara says that initially immediately after the event, after the event had taken place, so there was an attempt on the part of Mordechai in many communities to set up to celebrate Purim as a full holiday. It means including the prohibition against work, against labor. But however, Mordechai's request was rejected by the community at large. לקיים עליהם יסייסים וסיום ארבעו עשר לחידש הדור וסיים חמישה עשר בכל שנה ושנה לעשס עשרים ומשתה ושמחו ומשליח מונס איש לרעיהו ומאתונס לוויינים לעשס עשרים יום טוב is not mentioned. That's what the Gemara says in Megillah. You have a Gemara in Megillah? Yes, perhaps. I wanted just to show you where this is. You'll be able to find it. You don't have to trust me about it. Here it is. Rabbi, this is Megillah Daf Hei Amud Beis. Rabbi Brei de Rove. Omar, afilotenu b'yeme es petanis kabilo alai, melocho lei kabilo alai, melocho they have not accepted. And of course, any gzeire, but even decreed and introduced and suggested by the Anshek Nesagdeles, these are the ones who have introduced Purim, the Anshek Nesagdeles, the name Kamonivim, does not have any validity if it is rejected by the community, by Reva Tzibo. The Gemara says, Meloche Hesped Vitainis Kabilu Alayu, it means Mimishke Visimcho, and the prohibition against Hesped Vitainis, Meloche Leikiblu, Leikabilu Alayu. They have rejected, they did not consent. The Mikore Ksiv, the beginning, I mean, Simcho Mishke Viyomtov, well, Bisov, Ksiv, Lasa Seisom Yemishte Visimcho. Vila Yom Tov Leiksiv, Yom Tov was omitted. Shmamino Alei Kabilo Alei. This is basically. Mordechai wanted, it was the intention of Mordechai, but somehow he has not succeeded in putting it over, in implementing that. So Purim actually is Mutav Imloche Mikrodini, it's a Yimcheil, but it's just, so to say, provided with other mitzvahs. Mitzvah Simche. Simche in Kriyas Megillah. Yeah. All right. But however, Purim is a yom, but Purim, if you ask me, Purim is a mitzvah mit divrei seferim. It means Purim is a takone, a mitzvah, a commandment, a precept, mit divrei seferim. Or you may say it mit divrei hem, or don mit rabbonon, as it's a... In our colloquial halacha, is mid-rabbona. It's very strange, we have many mitzvahs d'rabbonon, we have even another festival, call it whatever it is, a yom tov mid-rabbonon, this Chanukah. Also best for the tiny, there's no mishnah l'simcha on Chanukah, of course. But there is a basic difference between Purim and Chanukah. There's a basic difference, halachically. And basically, Purim is in this regard kind of a paradoxical festival, holiday. What is the difference between Purim and Chanukah? There is a basic discrepancy between Purim and Chanukah. I'm not speaking about the events which led up to Purim and Chanukah. I'm not speaking about the history, about the background. Halachically, about the care. Hallel, yes, Chanukah is Hallel, which the Gemara says the Megillah is substitute for Hallel. No, I'm not speaking about specific mitzvahs. Of course, the main difference is as to specific mitzvahs. The main difference consists that Purim actually engenders a chiyuv, an obligation, imposed an obligation of Mishteh v'Simcho, actually, Mishleach Moneis, Matones Levyenim, Kriyas Megillah. All those mitzvahs, are not practiced on Chanukah. On Chanukah, the chiyuv is just at locus and eres, the lighting of the candles and halal. I'm not speaking about the mitzvahs. Of course, the mitzvahs are not commensurate. The mitzvahs are actually differ from each other. I'm speaking about the character of another historical background, the halachic background, yes? Exactly. Purim is a very strange holiday. For it is mentioned in the Torah, in the Torah. Because the Torah, the word Torah, I mean, may be extended and applied to Chavdalet Kisvei HaKedesh, to the whole 24 books of the Kisvei HaKedesh, of the scriptures. There is a Megillah, a full scroll devoted to Purim. And it has the Kedushas Megillah, since Megillas Esther Metamo Es HaYadayim, the Megillas Esther means is provided with Kedusha, like any Kisvei HaKedesh. Megillas Esther is provided with Kedusha as the Parsha Shema is. Of course, there's the difference between Teire and Nevi'im Ksuvim, the standard differences between Teire and Nevi'im Ksuvim. But as far as Kisvei HaKedesh are concerned, the general, category, of Kedusha, which has been assigned to the Chavdalet Sforim of Kisvei HaKedesh, so Megillas Esther doesn't differ from Shema, just a moment, from Shema Yisrael, or there is no difference between Megillas Esther and what shall I say, and Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim V'Ha'aretz. It's the same, it's part and parcel, it's an integral part of Kisvei HaKedesh. It is Nichtevo Beruach HaKedesh, and it's part of the Kisvei HaKedesh. And in Megillah, which is an integral part of Terah, are enumerated the mitzvahs, which are binding and obligating at the day of Purim, like the reading of the Megillah, like the sending of Shalach Manes, like Matanes Levyenim, and so forth, or Hanamein, the Issa Hesped V'tainis. It's very strange. The Torah speaks of mitzvahs which are to be traced to Atakon Eder Rabbanon, to Rabbanon legislation, to Atakon Eder Rabbanon. It's very strange. It's a paradox, actually, you see. Purim is mentioned in the Torah. For instance, if one should take the Megillas Esther scroll and destroy it, burn it, he'll violate Allah of the Raisa from the Sasson Kein Lad Hashem Elokecha, Amecha Kisvei HaKedesh. Whoever, erases words from Kisvei HaKedesh or destroys it, or burns it, whatever it does, is any destruction of Kisvei HaKedesh is categorized under the injunction and the law, the priest Sasson Kein Lad Hashem Elokecha. The Rambam happens to think there is no malchus for Kisvei HaKedesh, only for Shem. There are Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam, who hold the opinion that whoever, destroys Kisvei HaKedesh, Kisvei HaKedesh, not only Shem, but Kisvei HaKedesh, incurs the punishment of malchus, the penalty of malchus. Yeah. So if one should destroy Megillas Esther, even though there is no shame in Megillas Esther, you know that, but still he'll incur a yisur, love, and according to many Rishonim, even the penalty. So it means Megillas Esther as a corpus, so to say, as a book, as a scroll, as a sefer, does not differ from Sefer Bereishis, I want to understand. Does not differ from Sefer Yeshua, or from Sefer Tilim, or from any other Sefer of Kisvei HaKedesh. The Kedusha is uniform, the Kedusha is universal, the Kedusha permeates every word of Megillas Esther, as it does penetrate and infiltrate every word of Shema Yisrael, correct? Every letter of Shema Yisrael. And still the mitzvahs which are mentioned are only Midrabon. The document is Midraise, the book containing the mitzvahs is Midraise, the mitzvah itself, the validity of the mitzvah, the obligation, the obligatory character of the mitzvah, the binding force of the mitzvah is only Midrabon. Isn't it strange? It's very strange. For instance, show me another mitzvah. Show me, actually, I would like to find if I know of one more and one which is involved in a controversy, actually. The tzemes, the abor tzemes, yes. The Megillah refers to the abor tzemes. Kasha kiblu al nafshom ve al zarom, divrei tzemes vizakosom, the abor tzemes. Where are the abor tzemes mentioned? Not even in Ksuim, but in Nevi'im. More, in Nevi'im. In Zechariah. Ha'efke b'chedesh ha'chamishi. Shall I cry, shall I mourn? And in the fifth month, it means Tisha B'Av. We don't know exactly, the answer, but the answer, was Tzema Chamishi, Tzema Aviv, Tzema Chamishi, Tzema Shvi, Tzema Asiri, Lusosan, Tzema Chayir. Is actually the Tzemes, again, are mentioned, enumerated, and their obligation is recorded, the obligatory character of the Tzemes, that they are binding, as first days are recorded in Yivim, in Dvar HaDeshem. The tzeim itself, the first per se, there's no difference between Shuvas and Tammuz and Yom Kippur, you understand that well. That's why they are both recorded in Kisvei HaKedesh. In Kippur is recorded in Chumash. The tzeim is are recorded in Yivim. It's all right. But still the institution is in Kippur is Midraise, the tzeim is Amid Rabbanu. The second one. What did you say? There is possibly a third one, according to the Ravid. The Rambam denies it. The Ravid thinks that Hallel and Yomtev, not on Rosh Chodesh, nor on Chanukah. You understand very well, because the whole existence of Chanukah is post-biblical, so to say, is after the Kisvei HaKedesh were actually closed. After Chsimas Kisvei HaKedesh. But Hallel, Ashir hazeh yilachem kelelis kadesh chod. Ravid says, kelelis kadesh chod. Basically, according to Rambam, is kelelis kadesh chod, the Rambam refers, apparently, even though the Rambam doesn't mention it, the Rambam says that Hallel is midivre sefer, not midivre kabole. This means, when Gemara speaks divre kabole means, what does midivre kabole mean? Divre nevim. It means the institution of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is an institution, as an obligation, as a duty, as a must. It's only midrabanan, the source, the book, or the document has been documented in mitzvah, and mitzvah derabanan has been documented by what? By the Torah, by Kisvei HaKedesh, by Dvar HaDeshem. That's a very strange concept, isn't it? Yes. If the Rambam, if the Ravid is Hallel, Ashir Azeh Yilachem Kelel is Kaddish Chod, apparently the Ravid applies it not only to the holiday, to the night of Pesach, but Kelel is Kaddish Chod to a holiday in general. It's not Leil, it should be Kiyem is Kaddish Chod. But means Kelel, there is only one night on which we say Hallel in the evening. This is the night of Pesach. All right, but the Ravid Hallel, the Rambam denies it. The Rambam says the Hallel is only Midrash Sefer. Yeah. Is Divrei Atzemes and Megillah and Hallel according to the Ravid. But I don't know of any other mitzvah. For instance, Tefillah, no. Tefillah, I'll tell you what the difference is. Even if Tefillah, according to the Rambam, Tefillah is Midraisa. So, even according to the Ramban, the Tefillah is Midrabanan. No, so tefillah, you have tefillah. Tefillah is not only the Niel. Tefillah is mentioned in the Niel or in Tefillin. Avrom, Yaakov is Palel, Yitzchok is Palel, Vayeta Yaakov. But the Ramban himself already somehow provided himself some to say his protection. The Ramban says, the afal pi sheinchevas at tefillah dvar Torah. Even though the tefillah, the obligation of tefillah, is not of dvar Torah, of Torah origin, avol inyono hi dvar Torah. When I do pray, when I do engage, in entreaty and in plea and pleading with the Rebbeinu Shlom in tefillah, so I am a kaim a mitzvah. So this tefillah, I would say, the institution is mitzvah. The obligation is midrabanan. This is the main difference. While in Megillah, basically, is offhanded, the whole Megillah is midrabanan. Can be just a mitzvah from Halal Veshevach, Halanes, was mit Gile und Mischleach Monis, Ischleach Amins und Rabonus. Und Simche, Mischte wie Jonte, und Simche, but however we have. As a matter of fact, famous are included, and also upon to the Raiv and the Raiv and Halle. Do other mitzvahs the Rabonus, like Nitilas Yodayim, like Yeruvi Chatzeres, what else? No, Birkas Anenim are not mentioned at all, are not mentioned. Birkas Hananim, simply you can find Birkas Hananim under a general category, under a general precept of that of Hallel V'Doyeh L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, of praising God and feeling and experiencing gratitude vis-a-vis Him. Yes, but as a mitzvah it hasn't been mentioned. This exception is famous. Famous is being mentioned by the Novi casually, but I ever mentioned. And Megillah, a whole book in Kisvei HaKodesh was devoted to Purim, and Purim per se is only mid Rabbana. Ah, Kibud Ve'inek, correct. Kibud Ve'inek, yeah. The Koros al Shabbos Einek, Likdesh Adeshem Lechubot, is, yes, the Yimak Purim, because only Kibud without Einek, but it's Shabbos and Yontef are included, and the Rambam called them mitzvahs midivrei sefer. Correct. Kibud Ve'inek. Kibud Ve'inek. There is a ksus liki on Shabbos, I have to change my dress on Shabbos, my suit, and then I have to decorate the house and so forth. And the Shabbos meal should differ from the ordinary day meal. It's called Kibud Ve'inek. It's Kibud Ve'inek is mit Rabon Ram, says mit Ivre Seifrim, Perek Choftes Milche Shabbos, Aloche Aleph. However, it's mentioned in Yishayo, the cross of the Shabbos. Correct. No, sir. If we learn from your high school, for instance, for Lord Levi, for Lord Bosso, the Yovel Amir Shazari, then the din is with the Reise. It's not with the modern right. Are you asking the question to the Tilak Malik Avilin? It's an old question which Rishayim dealt with. If you are the Reiva Aloche, for instance, for Lord Levi, for Lord Bosso, the Yovel Amir Shazari, that our oral is disqualified, I mean, for Avedi Migdash, it's a din the Reise, like Avedi Yosef Psula. Yeah, it's on. What? Yes, this is already, yes, correct, the Ram is Shitzaram, it happens to be only Shitzaram, the Ramban disagrees. This is a general that the Rabbana have authority, but the mitzvah is enumerated, explicitly described in a document which is a part of the Kisvei HaKodesh, and still the mitzvah per se is only with the Rabbana. All right, yes, I'll come to Kosmina there. This is the part Kosmina there means a safe alternative. What do you want to ask, Rabbi Mazvetsky? You wanted to ask me something? In regard to what we are discussing, or something? I'm not asking about Remes, about Remes. I don't need any Remes. Poor me, I'm Gil Sestar, it's an army. Minatirim, Hobbin Minatirim in Ain, Esther Minatirim in Ain, Mordechai Minatirim in Ain, so the Gemara. Oh, I'm not interested. What it shows, I'll tell you what it shows. I mean, I cannot explain it to you how. To me, it is a paradox. But it's very part that a mitzvah de Rabbonon is documented by the Torah. What it shows only that basically, theoretically, we classify mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, mitzvahs, the Reise, we classify them, separate groups, and we have a whole literature about mitzvahs, whether some Rishonim say certain mitzvahs are with Rabbanon, of Rabbanon your origin, and some say it's of the Reise origin. What it shows, that basically there is little difference between a mitzvah and the Sefer and a mitzvah the Reise. As to the reward and as to the punishment, I don't mean we pay onshi bezin. There's very little distinction. A mitzvah de Rabbonon is just as important and has as much significance and as much, so to say, redemptive content and can elevate the Jew, to great heights. As a mitzvah, the rice. Because many mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, the Torah is documented and recorded. It's basically, I know the Lesoso, I know. The Lesoso, the Rambam says, the Lesoso doesn't apply to Mitzvah Drabana. It's only the Rambam. The Radram, the Ram was only the only one that said. Yeah. What? Yes, Kotkin Rabbanan, I said, the technical takones, but it doesn't say. But this means that the validity, basically, and the obligatory character, the normative character, and that one is duty-bound to perform, is differs very, very little. I mean, the obligatory character of the Rabbanan differs very little from that of the Reis. That's what I wanted just to, I cannot explain it. But we have a group of mitzvahs. Megillah, Kibud Veinek, as Rabbi Wolgen would say, what's that? Tzemis, and perhaps Halal too. Yes. Yeah, of course no, I would say no. There are many Rabbanans, listen. There are many Rabbanans, I mean. This one's Ma'am Birchomet, of course. Midraise is Meiver, Alacha Chatzis, and Rabbanan is Ishishis, I mean, Serfit. Yeah, there are many Rabbanans. Bosarev, Becholov is Midrabbanan. There are many, I mean. Al-Chotzer Sheinu Murev is Midrabbanan. There are many Mukze, Shvus is Midrabbanan. What I'm saying is something else. What I'm pointing out, at the Rabbanon, so to say, the literature about the Rabbanon is not there. It's very strange. Interesting is that the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Megillah, when the Rambam begins to say, Hilchos Megillah, Kriyas ha-Megillah bizmano mitzvah sasei midibrei seifrim. Very interesting. Correct? It's good. And then he adds one sentence which prima facie appears to be superfluous and completely unnecessary. And the Rambam, well, you know, the Rambam style was very terse and brief and to the point. He never used too many words. We had Dvorim, you do him, the Rambam says. Megillah is the last one I've made. Do you don't have it? Do you have Megillah, Chanukah, Megillah? What do you have? What is the last yours? All right, make sure I pass on to them. The Dvorim, you do him. Shehi takona sanvim, says the Rambam. He says, Kriya samgilo bizmano mitzvah sasei midivrei sofrim. Correct? And then he had a sentence which we don't know the reason. I mean, why he had it? The advorim yiduim, it's known to all, shehi, means the mitzvah, the precept of reading of the Megillah, takonos hanevi'im, was introduced by Nevi'im. Of course, it is true, it's correct. It's at a corner by the Anshe Knesset Sagdele. Mordechai himself was a member of the Knesset Sagdele. Just the Gemara says, Mordechai Balshon in Ezra mentioned, they say this is Mordechai Yehudi. Later, after he was appointed as prime minister, he couldn't devote as much time to Torah as he did before, so the Sanhedrin, I mean, there was some tension between him and the Sanhedrin, as Chazal say, L'reve echot l'chol echot, but anyway, Mordechai was the Kibla, Yudin the Kibla, 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 the Kibla, meaning the Anshe Knesset Sagdele. Yeah. The Anshe Knesset Sagdele had, I mean, Nevi'im were members of the Anshe Knesset Sagdele, of the Great Assembly. Yes, but what did the Rambam add? Why is it necessary? The Rambam has never done it. The advorim yiduim shitakona sanvi'im. And it is obvious, it means that this takone was legislated or introduced or established by the Nevi'im. Then each... Why did the Rambam say so? It is correct, I'm not asking. Huh? What do you say? Just a minute. Interesting is the Perek Shleishim, when it speaks about Kibud Veinek. Shabbos Perek Lamed. Shabbos Perek Lamed. You can get back, you can get back, make sure. All right. You can get it back, all right. Would you be, please, give it back. Perek Lamed Mech Shabbos. Abo Dvorim Nemru B'Shabbos four principles have been formulated with reference to Shabbos. Shnayim min ha-teiro, two principles are midraisi. This is Iso Meloche and Kidesh. Ushnayim mi divrei sofrim, and two principles are of divrei sofrim origin. However, the Rambam adds a similar sentence. Ve'im mifuroshim al di anviim, and they have been explicated or explicitly mentioned by the Nevi'im. What does the Rambam mean? He said it with regard to Megillah. He also said it with regard to what? The Shabbos. Now let's take a look with regard to Tonis, to Tanesim. It's interesting. Hilchas Tainis is before Chanukah Megillah, yes? Perek Chamishi. You'll see how careful the Rambam was. And this group of Divrei Sefer, which have been documented and mentioned that era, is a Rambam, the Rambam defined as a corpus separatum, as a separate entity. Yeshom Yomim Perekim Lechestine says, Yeshom Yomim, she called Yisroel Misanim Bemit Neatzos. And certain days, there are days in which the entire Jewish community fasts because of the catastrophic events which took place. Kedilera Salvovis, in order to arouse the hearts, ולפתח לפתי הדר כי התשובה and talk map the ways of תשובה fine all right ואלוהין in enumerates צינגדליו and then עשור בטייבס שבוע עשור בתמוס and תישבוב וירבו ימי הלוך הדלת he says וירבו this is פרק אין לחסטיינס הלוך הדלת וירבו ימי עצמי ישראלו and these four fast days. That means Asor Beteves, and Shivosa Betamus, and Tisha B'Av, and Tzimgdale, are in Mufuroshim beKabbalah. Kabbalah is equivalent to Nevi'im. Tanakh. Kabbalah divrei Torah midivrei Kabbalah le'alfina. This is a Talmudic technical term for Tanakh, Kabbalah. Why they call Kabbalah is a different story. But in Mufuroshim beKabbalah equals, the phrase Kabbalah equals to the phrase Af Mifuroshim al Anviim. So the Rambam actually, the three mitzvahs, which in spite of the fact that they are midrabbanan, midivrei sofrim, they don't belong to the group of the Raisa mitzvahs, are nevertheless mentioned and described where? In the Torah, by the Nevi'im, is the Rambam actually enumerated each of these three mitzvahs as Mifuroshim al di anviim. So what does he mean? Vadvorim yuduim shitakonas anviim migile means, even though it is midrabbanon, is the sefer, the book, the scroll which deals with them, which narrates the events leading up, which led up to them, which describes the mitzvahs, and formulates the obligations, and defines, the precepts, the book is what is a part of Torah Shebichtav. It has, as far as Gdush is concerned, it equals Shema Yisrael HaShem Elokeinu HaShem Echad. That's what Ram says, Ve'advorim Yiduim, it's obvious to everybody. Why it's obvious to everybody? Not everybody knows that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah have introduced Purim. No, it doesn't refer to Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. He refers to the fact that the document of Purim is a part of Torah Shebichtav. Sheheim Takonas Anviim. That's what I wanted just to say. Yes? The same. The Rambam in general uses the term almost at random, midivreyem or midivrei sofrim. He says midivrei sofrim. Yes, there is. Yeah, correct. There is in one case, but you mentioned midivrei sofrim in Kedushe Kesef, and also, just a moment, and also with regard to certain tumes ames, shinanozo megaleach aleim, the Rambam uses the term medivrei sofrim referring to a deraisa. But what does it mean? Why does he call this particular aloha divrei sofrim? Because the aloha could have never been derived from the pshutishol mikro, from the plain text of the mikro, basically you needed a tradition, a kabbalah actually, a maseirah, medivrei sofrim, to establish the aloha. But the Rambam, but only in a couple of places. It's in Kedusha Kesef and also in Tume. But usually when it says in Chanukah medivrei sofrim, it doesn't mean adereisim, it means adarabonon. When it says about hametz lechem in haaretz medivrei sofrim, it's not adereisim, it's adarabonon. When he speaks about kibud ve'inek medivrei sofrim, it's adarabonon. Should be careful in Kedusha Kesef and also in Tume shinanozo megaleach aleihem. Yes. The Rambam has it only in one place, in two places, Kedusha Kesef. Yeah, there are some people who want to say that Kedusha Kesef according to Rambam is only the Rabbanan. Actually. All the questions which the Ramban raised against him, you know what? All right, but that's, yes. Just a moment, I'll come to it. Kann man dorten beim die Gemora sagt mit regard zu Tfila. Die Gemora doesn't say it mit regard zu Migile. Mit regard zu Tfila. Yeah. Ah, wir nehmen kann man wie is a mistar I have introduced it here. Nu sagt Tfila, yes. Und wir nehmen kann man wie mit regard zu Tfila. Mit regard zu Tfila, yes. But an indirect kiyum. It's an indirect kiyum of a doer. Correct, might be that basically the kiyum, but not the maisa mitzvah, but the kiyum. Yeah, and might be in kibud ve'inek as well, that the kiyum is midraise. Might be. Yeah, but midraise one could fulfill his duty, I mean his chevo, by saying if you Kapitlach Tilim, a few psalms would also be kind raise. Heidoya, far from Heidoya Lanes. Heidoya Lanes. But you need, but the protim and all the details is with the Rabbana. Yes, but whether the ancestor, I'm not speaking about the ancestor now. Because whether the ancestor is included among these Tanaisim or not, it's a different story. I'm not speaking now about the ancestor. Now let us continue. Is actually the Megillah part of Kisvei HaKedesh or not? Is a machlekes Tanoim. Some Tanoim think that the Megillah is not a part of Kisvei HaKedesh. Machlekes Tanoim, Megillah. Who is it? Yes. Omar Rav Yudah Samaroyim, Omar Rav Yudah, Omar Shmuel, Esther, and the Metames, Ayodai. And there are Tanoim, Achlekes Rabbi Yenison, Rabbi Loz Ramedoy, Rabbi Shuin, Rabbi Loz Ramedoy. But we have accepted the opinion of the Tatan and the Amire that Esther is Metames, Ayodai. Metames, Ayodai stands always. I mean, this phrase should never mislead anybody. It stands for Kisvei HaKedesh. It means it's a part of Kisvei HaKedesh. And basically, I mean, it is the parsha. It's very strange why one Tanya and one Amira should insist that Megillah Esther any Metamas Yedaim, it's not part of the Kisvei HaKedesh, since the Pasuk tells us the story. The Pasuk tells us that Tichtev Esther Amalko, interesting is that before the Megillah is called Igeres, that Tichtev Esther Amalko Basa V'chayil, Mordechai Yehudi, Eskol Tekev, Letayim, Esigeres, Apurim, Hazeis, Hashenis. What do you mean, Letayim, Esigeres, Apurim, Hazeis, Hashenis? What does it mean, Letayim? Umile kaim es geres. Before was kimu vi kiblu a yudim aleihem ve alzaron ve alkolanil vim aleihem ve li yavo li yeseisi meshne ayom imo ele. Esther had trouble about two. She had trouble, about two problems. First of all, the problem of establishing Purim as a permanent yont. So Chazal, Anshik Nesach Dele were in doubt whether to do it or not to do it. This was the problem, Kovuni Lederes. Then Esther insisted that Megillas Esther be declared as a part of the Kisvei HaKiddush, because Nichtva Beruach HaKiddush. That's what Chazal say, Sholcho Esther Lechachomim, Kisvuni Lederes. What do you mean, Kisvuni Lederes? Committed to permanent writing, committed to writing. Permanently, it means a part of Kisvei HaKiddush. Yes. Vatichte Vestera Malko. Iva Yomele Niskor Venasim Bacholdeo Vadeir, Mishpocho Mishpocho, Amitino Amdino, Voyir Voyir, Vimei Apurim Eile Leyavro Metecha Yudin, Zichom Yosef Mizaro. So Purim as a holiday was already accepted. Accepted to such an extent as in Mei Apurim Eile Yavro Metecha Yudim, they'll never be forgotten. The Zichron Liyazor Yosef Mizrachom, the commemoration of Purim will never actually be abandoned. You will always commemorate Purim. Vayom Eile Nizkorim V'Nasim, Chol Deir V'Deir, Mishpocho, Mishpocho, Yir V'Yir, Medina, Medina, Mei Apurim Eile Yavro. So what else? And then the next line, Choftes, Vatich Tevester HaMalko, Basa V'Chayel, Mordechai Yudi, Eskol Tekev, Lekayim Esigeres HaPurim Azish HaShenis. The Gemara asked this question. The Gemara already raised this question. Well, never mind. If Chazal have introduced them in Atakonim, Mei Apurim Eile Leyavro Metecha Yudim, it's not a meeting, a ladies auxiliary meeting, you have to remind them. You must remember. If the Pesuk says, Vayom Eile Nizkorim V'Nasim, Bechol Deir V'Deir, Mishpocho, Mishpocho, V'Yir V'Yir, Mei Apurim Eile Leyavro Metecha Yudim, Zichron Yosef Mizaron, I mean, there was no need for a reminder. There was no reminder for Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. And there was no postal card sent out, I mean, for Esrog and Sukkah and What is Lekayim Esigeres HaPurim? What did she ask for? Whatever she wanted had been fulfilled. Her request was granted. What's Lekayim Esigeres HaPurim Aziz HaShenis? So basically, Lekayim does not mean about Purim. It's not about Purim, no. The Purim already was introduced, was established. There cannot be any stronger, so to say, endorsement of Purim than the phrase what else do you want? Chazal says that Purim, even the Mesa Moshiach, Purim will be upset. Yeah. So what does it mean? Lekayim Esigeres HaPurim. What does it mean? Lekayim. Just a moment. What is the word kiyum? You see, in our Hebrew, it even Talmudic Hebrew, is Kayim, Lekayim means to fulfill. Talmudic Hebrew, Kiyum HaMitzvah, Kiyum HaMitzvah, Lekiyum HaMitzvah, like Yotze Yedei Chavase. Talmudic Hebrew is there, that is on. Yeah, Lekayim, Kiyam Tezeh, Lekayim. There is a pasuk, Es Asher Nadarti Kaimeno. Yeah, that possible. All right, but basically in the Megillah Lekayim means to confirm, in the sense of Kiyum Shtoris. There is Kiyum Shtoris, expression Kiyum Shtoris. Shleisho Shu Yoshvo Lekayim Eshtar. Does it mean to fulfill the Eshtar? What does it fulfill? What does it mean Lekayim Eshtar? If you have a document, to certify. If you have a document, and the document is in doubt, and I want the document be certified, that whenever I present a document to court or to any authority, it will be taken, genuine character, a document will be taken for granted. So this is Kiyum Shtoris. So Bezen write, B'meisav Tlosek Chod Avine, V'ose, V'kaimunu V'yasharunu K'deboe. It means we certify the document is true. It's true. What do you mean, Lekayim Esigeres HaPurim Azeis HaShenis? It's not Lekayim in the sense of carrying out, implementing, or executing, but in the sense of confirming, affirming, or certifying as to the absolute true character of this particular document. What does it mean? to raise it to the height and to the level of Kisvei HaKedesh. Otherwise, it's in Igeres. Just a moment. It's in Igeres, Apurim. It's just a letter. It's a story, a letter. It's not permanent. What's the difference between Sefer and Igeres? Chazal always say, because of Israel, Israel, Ba Sefer, al Gvil, v'lo al Liyor. You should write it on parchment and not on paper. Always, because of the Mishnah, Atero, Azeis, al Sefer, the Sefri, al Sefer, lo al Liyor, not on paper, but on parchment. How did Chazal find in the word Sefer parchment? Semantically, Sefer means a book. Basically, Sefer means something permanent, a book which I keep, which endures, whose value, endures less, is persistent, not something transitory. In Igeres is transitory, basically. Today I read a letter, the next day I throw it away. Who is a collector of letters? No one collects letters, unless you want to use the letter as a document, but otherwise you don't collect letters. Books you don't throw away. Sefer means something permanent. There's permanency. And the Yor disintegrates physically, actually, particularly paper, the kind of the Yor they had at that time. Yeah. Parchment endures. So Sefer, because the term Sefer, the semantics of Sefer, imply permanency. The quality to endure, to last. To last, to persist, it is safer. If Esther wanted Vatichtev Esther Amalko Basa Vechael Mordechai Yehudi, Eskol Tekev. The semantics of safer imply permanency. And the quality to endure, to last, to persist, it is safer. If Esther wanted Vatichtev Esther Amalko Basa Vechael Mordechai Yehudi, Eskol Tekev Lekaye Mesegeres Apurim Azeis Hashenis, she didn't ask for the implementation. The implementation was already assured. Implementation. What did she ask? That the Igeres should be raised and elevated to the degree of what? Of Kisvei HaKedesh. And then, Vayishlach Sforim al Kol HaYudim Moshe Veso Meir Medina Malchus Achashveris, Divrei Sholem Ve'emes, Lekayim Esimei Apurim Zmin Tu. Not Li Eseisim. Kimu V'kibu HaYudim Aleim Alzar. What mean Kimu V'kibu HaYudim Aleim Alzar? Never mind the Gemara, but what is Kimu V'kimu? Kimu means they have accepted, they have taken upon themselves. What is Kimu? I want to show how the Megillah uses the semantics of Kim. What is Kimu V'kiblu Ayudim Aleim Azarom? What means Kimu, they have implemented V'kiblu? No, Kimu means they have confirmed, they have certified the veracity and the truthfulness and the importance and the significance of the holiday of Purim. It's very significant, and therefore the Kibbutz. Here the Kiyum should be interpreted within the frame of reference of Kiyum Shtoris. And Kiyum Shtoris means certification. Lekayim esimei apurim o'ele bizmaneyem, but not only to celebrate it as just as a festival with Rabbanon, simply, but as an institution which is mentioned. So Purim itself will be elevated. Why will Purim be elevated? Because from an institution with Rabbanon, will be raised to an institution, Midivrei Kabbalah, not the Raisa, but Midivrei Kabbalah, whose Lord, whose existence, and whose, so to say, validity and obligatory character are explicitly mentioned where in the Torah. Lekayim aleihem esimei apurim eile bizmaneihem kasher kiyem aleihem Mordechai hayehudi ve'Esther hamalko וכאשר קימו על נף שומרי על זרון, ודיד שדימיין דאסתר, דת פורים שובי איקוול אין אימפורטנס אין סיגניפיקנס, תודורי הצמיס וזה הקוסם, לייק דאבור צמיס. How, how did you come in with the Dabur Tzemis? What is the link between the Dabur Tzemis and Purim? I mean, why did she mention the Dabur Tzemis? But she said, apparently, she asked for incorporating Migiles Esther into the Kisvei HaKodesh, integrating. So he said, what do you think, what are you talking about? Actually, the very moment we'll integrate Migiles Esther and the Kisvei HaKodesh, so Purim will by necessity, ipso facto, become an institution midoraisa. How is it possible for a mitzvah de Rabbonon to be mentioned and to be described and to be recorded in a book whose Gdusha, whose sanctity equals that of Shema Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokein Ad Hashem Echad? It will be a nil contradiction. Well, you want to, you should raise it to mitzvah d'oraisa, we can't, we have no authority. If we should raise Purim to the levels of mitzvah d'oraisa, we will violate the Yisr of L'seisev L'adovo Rasha Yerucho. L'seisev L'adovo L'sigra M'menu. So Esther said, wait a little, wait a while. What's about Abur Tzemes? What would you say about Abur Tzemes? Is the Abur Tzemes institution Midaraisa or Midarabonan? Midivir Seifrim, yes. But still they're being mentioned. Where have they been mentioned? In Schar and Levi'im. So there is a possibility. This paradox is paradoxical. But it's a fact that an institution Midarabonan is still described and recorded and reported where in a sefer midaraisa. So why not make Purim an equal of the Dabur Tzemes? V'cha'ashakimu al nafshom v'al zarom divrei Tzemes v'zakosom. And the Pasuk says, umam ar Esther kiyam divrei Purim ele, not kiyam implemented. Confirmed, certified. Certified as a what? As a part of what? As a part of Kisvei HaKodesh, v'nichtov b'sefer. It was written down, it's not a geres anymore, b'sefer. So Rashi says, v'nichtov ekster umamar Esther kiyam. Rashi says, it's not my invention. Take a look at Rashi. Esther bikshom ischach mi'adeir, ekster requested the scholars of her contemporaries, likovo v'lichtev sefer zeim shorak suvim. To incorporate this book in Shor HaKsuvim, v'zeu v'nichtav b'sefer. And this means v'nichtav b'sefer has become a part of the Chodalet Kisvei HaKodesh. And that's why the Megillah is called Megillas Esther, not Megillas Mordechai. It's very strange. Why isn't it called Megillas Mordechai? Mordechai played the same role as Esther. If not for Mordechai, Esther would have never appeared before Ahasuerus, would never pleaded with Ahasuerus. Mordechai's sense of responsibility and commitment to his people, I mean, saved that time, I mean, the Jewish community from being destroyed, exterminated. Why is Megillas Esther? Because Esther insisted it. V'atichtev Esther amal kobasa v'chayel Mordechai Yehudi. But apparently Mordechai Yehudi appeared before the Sanhedrin, they said no. But Esther apparently argued, and she produced the argument of Divrei Tzemes v'Zakosom, and that's what clinched. That's what tipped the scales. What tipped the scales? V'nichtov b'sefer. V'nichtov b'sefer. V'nichtov b'sefer. This is Megillas Esther. Now, Merav Rabbeisai, there is one question comes up. It is, if Megillas Esther hadn't been incorporated in the Kisvei HaKodesh, so it would have remained what? A nigeres. What does nigeres mean? True, the event is recorded, the story is absolutely true, every detail is true, however, it's not part of Kisvei HaKodesh. Has no Gdusha. It is a mundane document, but no Gdusha whatsoever. I could have destroyed Megillas Esther, it would be permissible, I mean, to read Megillas Esther and tear it up. You read a letter and you tear up the letter. The letter means something transient, transitory, something which, no permanency, just temporary significance, nothing else. Sefer means of permanent significance, permanent value. Of course, a part of the Torah, it's an eternal document, correct? This is number one. This is the difference basically between Sefer and Igeres. So that's why Chazal say that Igeres, if Igeres would be kosher on the Yor, but because it is Sefer, it's posel on the Yor. What you need? Parchment, cloth, milk. And basically is, and that's what the Pasuk says, Divrei Sholem V'Emes. What does it mean, Divrei Sholem V'Emes? What kind of expression is? Vayishlach svatich te vester amalko bas v'chael mod chayudi es kol tekef. Kol tekef means the significance, the strength, lekayim es egeres apurim azeis ha-sheiniz, I mean, to raise, to certify, or to incorporate this egeres apurim, but still an egeres, into the kisve ha-kedesh, into the scriptures. Vativ tich te vester vatishlach lekayim Vayishlach Sforim Akol Ayudim Moshe Vesu Mei Medina Malchus Achashverus apparently requested the Tzibur also to agree with them, to consent. Apparently, first Vatich Tevestra Malchus Vesu Chalim Otach Yus Koltei Kaim Zegeres Apurim Azeis Hashenis was heard, she addressed herself to the Sanhedrin. And then also apparently she sent out letters, I mean, to the Klal Yisrael, I mean, to every community, that they actually apparently this aloha most probably needed das akol, I mean the consent of the Klal Yisroel. Was it Divrei Sholem V'Emes? Chazal says Divrei Sholem V'Emes means that Divrei Yemei Apurim should be treated like Divrei Sholem V'Emes. Divrei Sholem V'Emes is the general phrase for Divrei Atere. What does the Tere seek to establish? What does the Torah represent? What does the Torah actually, I mean, questing for? What is the Torah questing for? What is the very essence, the very gist of Torah? Divrei Sholem V'Emes. The Megillah should be treated on par with Divrei Kisvei HaKedesh. Chazal say, Kamita Shel Torah. So Chazal say, Kipar Shishma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'tzrich Lishirtut Kamita Shel Torah. So what is a mitzvah shel Torah? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's what Rabbi Yotam said. This is exactly what it is. This is the last parsha. Yeah. If it is Sefer, then I want you to understand. If it's Igeres, if it were an Igeres, it would just be a story. A true story. A significant story. A story which, I mean, actually, first of all, I mean, is told, I mean, the destiny of the Jewish people is portrayed, and the Chasdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he has bestowed upon us, is described and recorded, all right, in importance. I mean, I don't want to mitigate the importance of an Igeres. But once it became a Sefer, something else was added to it, not only Kedusha, perhaps something which is more important than Kedusha. What was added? If it became a Sefer of Kisvei HaKedesh, Beruach, of course, no changes. In Igeres, I don't believe it would be possible. We wouldn't change either. But what was... There is a new dimension to the Megillah, not only a new dimension of Kedusha, no doubt about it, but there is another dimension which was added to the Igeres HaPurim the very instant it was raised to what? To the degree or to the level of Sefer. No, Hidim Tzibur would be anyway. It would be anyway. I mean, Igeres, the Chazal say even Igeres. The Gemara asks a Kashe, the Gemara liksiva leinitnu, likriyanitnu. The Gemara asks Kashe, even if Megillas Purim, even if the Megillah had not been included in the Kisvei HaKedesh, the mitzvah's kriyas on Megillah would have prevailed. That's what Chazal say. Chazal daf zayin with Aleph. Namro likreis vele namro lichtev. That's what Chazal says. The mitzvah, because the mitzvah is mentioned before. Vayom elen is zekorim v'nasim. Regardless, before, is zekorim v'nasim. No, there is something else. if it is a part, an internal part of Kisvei HaKodesh, Echod Mechav Dalet Zvorim, it's a part of the Torah. And if it's a part of the Torah, so what's the conclusion? What is the conclusion? What's the conclusion? If it's a part of the Torah, so what's the conclusion? Else, what is it? If you say Megillah is a part of the Torah, so what's the conclusion? Of course, no one doubts but the conclusion. No. Certain halachos must be derived from the Megillah. Megillah is a book of learning. It means the Megillah is a source, not only a historical source, but a source of knowledge. A source of knowledge which is relevant, relevant not only vis-à-vis Purim, vis-à-vis the event which took place so many years ago, so many thousands of years ago, but which is relevant to today's events, relevant, vis-à-vis the Jewish community and with reference to Jewish individual. It is any book of the Torah, any book, regardless, Tilim, Megillah, Eicho, Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, must be a source of Torah knowledge, a source of halachos, of rules of conduct, a source of morality, a source on which one may draw, from time to time when he's in doubt, in confusion. It's Teret. What does Teret mean? What does Teret mean? The semantics of Teret. What does the semantics of Teret mean? Huh? Learning, knowledge, guidance, heroic guidance, leadership, if it were a Igeres, it's not a source of knowledge. It's a historical document, but not a source of knowledge. The very moment, the very instant has become a Sefer, it's a Sefer. Is whatever we derive from Yeshayahu, whatever we infer from Yirmiyahu, whatever we infer from Mishlei, so many halachos Chazal have inferred from Mishlei. So many halachos. Don't ask me the question, Divatayim Kabbalah Le'al Finah. It's a rule which actually, Chazal many times did not observe. It's a different problem. But Chazal have derived so many halachos. Halachos, formal halachos. Chazal have derived, certain conclusions about morality, about the conduct of man, about midas teves, good and bad dispositions, habits, about habits, which habits should be rejected, which habits should be assimilated, from divrei nevi'im. So if the Megillas Esther is a book, is a sefer, misifrei Kisvei HaKodesh, it's not just a historical document, because any book of Kisvei HaKodesh, for instance, the story of Avraham Avinu in Lech Lecha, it's not only a story of a person. I want you to understand. It's not only a story of a person. It is a story. Of course, it's the biography of a person. As far as the biography is concerned, it's a very sketchy biography, basically. Because Avraham appears in the historical arena at the age of 70, and then after the death of Sarah, he somehow makes his exit quietly, softly, and he disappears. After Sarah, he disappears. And he lives quite a number of years, following Sarah's death. But this is not only a biography, it's more than a biography. It's an ideal. It's an ethical ideal, which we have to imitate. It's the personification of Jewish morality, which we have to realize. It's a certain vision which we should, so to say, quest for. That's what Chazal say, as Tevon Sichosom shall have the always, Mitorosom shall bonim. That a conversation between Eliezer and Nemsuel about Rivko is that the Torah has assigned more space than to the mitzvah of Shabbos. Why is it? Because each word and each movement is there. You can derive many moral rules, maxims, how to conduct, how to act publicly, and how to behave, and what to say, and what not to say, and what to suppress. What's the... Will you, I'll ask you a favor, Rabbi Shechatovich, not to read the Rambam, because the Rambam will just involve us in trouble. No one understands the Rambam. The Ravid already disagreed with the Rambam. Leave it to them. Tell them that the last aloche, there is a lot of trouble with the last aloche. We don't understand the last aloche in Rambam. The Ravid already has used sharp language. And I'll be frank, if I were the Ravid, my language would be much sharper. Let's not do this. It's a different story. We don't know exactly what the Rambam meant by it. It's called our books, yes? Because it seems apparently Megillah has both. He's safer and the Gera. So if he's not Yetzir safer, he's Yetzir Gera. So I think that. What can, this is exactly, if it is safer, so it is a safer of learning. It's a book of learning, a book of scholarship, a book of rules, a book of maxims, like any other book in Chavdalet Kisva Kedesh. There isn't a single pasuk in Chavdalet Kisva Kedesh which does not contain a maxim, or, so to say, doesn't contain implicitly a law, a rule. I mean, we have to understand the Kisva Kedesh very well in order to be able to infer. So I would ask if this be so, and it is so, because it is Kisva Kedesh. And Kisva Kedesh is Tevle Tera Spicho Malfez Ove Chesed. It's called Tere, and Tere means guide, leading, guiding, and so forth. I mean, learning, I mean, enlightening, and so forth. So what is the general, what is actually, what kind of aloches can we derive from Megillas Esther? Just as there is aloches, formal aloches, and there are ethical obligations, middle status, good virtues, dispositions. What I mean, for instance, I don't want you to enumerate all of them, but there is, in my opinion, one central aloha. Never mind, I'm not speaking about middle status. I'm not speaking about virtues. I'm not speaking about dispositions, good dispositions, noble dispositions, or unworthy emotions. Of course, I mean, there is a Shulchan Aruch there. We have a Shulchan Aruch not only about what I am supposed to do with our hands and what we are not supposed to do with our hands. We have a Shulchan Aruch what we are supposed, I mean, to do with our emotions and what we are not supposed to do with our emotions. The Torah did not believe that the man is just subservient to his emotions. The Torah believed that man can be master of his emotions. If the Torah did not believe in the mastery of man over his emotional world, so the Torah could not have said, don't hate your brother in your heart. Oh, I don't hate him. I want to hate him. I mean, I'm full of hate. Some people are full of hate. They must hate someone. They must hate someone, of course. I mean, people must hate. Usually you should know extremism. Never mind whether extremism in a political party. Extremism, even among in the Jewish community. Let it be even religious extremism. What you call it, fanaticism. Extremism. People who belong to that group are people full of hate. And that's why, I mean, in order to hate, they must be extremists. Because in order to hate, you need something to, so to say, to give a legitimate status to their hatred. To legitimize, I mean, their hatred. The best is if you are a religious extremist. Then you can hate, you can write about people, whatever you want. You can condemn the entire Jewish community. Disguised as Yiras Shamayim. I mean, do I have to give you examples? It's all the American Jewish community has no backbone to stand up and to condemn such people. Sometimes it reaches the absurd. Sometimes I think tero chigrisa. But you hadn't so thought, I mean, that man can master his emotions. And the Torah said, "V'ahavta l'rachu kamecha," so if I don't have love in my heart, charity in my heart, how can I love? The answer is, if you will make up your mind, and you'll cultivate, and you'll work on yourself, you may arouse, I mean, even a sentiment of love. And so forth on. The Torah has commanded, I mean, has formulated so many laws with regard to avilis, with regard to simcha, with regard to lisachme, to kine, sine. I mean, after all, if man would be a slave of his emotions, I mean, all those precepts would be nonsensical. If the Torah has formulated precepts as to the heart, vis-a-vis the heart, so apparently not only the hand is under control, but my heart is under my control as well. Correct. I mean, otherwise, I mean, if a man emotionally, I mean, cannot control, I mean, if a man cannot control his emotional life, he's not master of his emotional world, I mean, so then, I mean, all many mitzvahs in the Torah, v'aftus Hashem lekecho b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshecho, becomes a paradox. I mean, that's exactly where the Rav Nezer made a mistake. When the Rav Nezer asked, Lishachmet, what can I do if I do covet? What do you mean you can't do? You can do about it. That's how I don't like the kasha, the Rav Nezer. We don't need Mishalim, the Rav Nezer's explanations. I mean, Lishachmet, how could the Torah have forbidden envy and enjoying the person from coveting, I mean, or envying the good fortunes of his next door neighbor. How? If he himself is greedy and he's narrow-minded and full of hate, he has to covet, he has to be envious. The answer is, I mean, you can change yourself. The Torah says, V'lisikpetzes yilsametzes levecho, v'lisikpetzes yotcho mochicho evyein. But if one is stingy, one is greedy, so they say about Chassidish Rebbe, he used to give tzedakah, to give charity, and bang his head against the wall. He was angry at himself why he gave charity. That's what they tell about some Chassidish. What my father told me, and this never mind the legend about Chassidish Rebbe, but what my father told me, that when he was elected Rav in Rasein, it was a famous kehila in Lithuania, and he left Brisk, he came to see the Zaidi say goodbye, so the Zaidi, I mean, shook hands with him, bid him farewell, he called him in, and he said to him, Rav Chaim was famous of his Midas HaChesed, Rav Chaim's Chesed, I mean, in my opinion, Rav Chaim was a greater genius in Midas HaChesed than an intellectual genius, even though he has revolutionized, I mean, intellectually, the whole method of the study of Halacha. If not for Rav Chaim, I told you many times, it would be impossible to study Halacha, I mean, in this day and age. But he called him in, but it was a Isha Chesed. He called him in, and he said, listen, Meisha, he said, a Rav darf nicht nur können lernen, but the task of a Rav is to practice Chesed. Not only to display scholarship and to guide the people in as far as ritual questions are concerned, but to do chesed, to help the needy ones, and to feed the hungry ones, and simply, I mean, a given program. And don't tell me you have no chesed in your heart. I, by nature, I am basically a cruel person. That's what's told me. I am a cruel person. But I worked on myself, and I changed cruelty to charity. And indifference to love, and greediness. I am stingy by nature. Rav Chaim didn't spend on himself, he didn't spend five nickels. But he used to give away everything he had, I mean, to the poor. And I developed generosity, and everybody can accomplish it, everybody can do it. If he is ready and he has made up his mind, he is determined to do so. This exactly what it is, you understand? So basically, I mean, we can apparently, otherwise the Rambam would not have Hilchos Deos in his sefer. What kind of Hilchos Deos? I mean, halachas pertaining to character dispositions. What can I do if I have a disposition? I can't help it, I get into a tantrum. So what can I do? I mean, how can I control myself? If I get angry and I yell at my wife or at my son, this is no answer, there's no excuse, there's no apology. As one will say, I had to murder because I hated him. There's no apology for murder, there's no apology for anger. There's no apology for pride, for haughtiness, as there's no apology for stealing, for embezzlement. So from Megillas Esther we can derive many, many halachas in Midas Deos. What I would like just tonight, just to one halacha discuss. Not even in the field of morality. It's in the field of plain halacha. Halacha lemaisa, which comes up now. Not now, the Jews have faced this problem throughout the millennia, throughout generations. And basically, you will find in Rishenim already, in Tshuves, controversies, various opinions. But usually the people who never actually were not guided by Shai's Tshuves of scholars, but they did it intuitively. And they reach decisions, I mean, without consulting. And many a time, I know, consulting scholars and acting contradicting them by acting differently. The name is yours, never forgot. Yet the question is, the question is, if the community is in danger and the individual is out of danger, he's safe, he lives in safety, whether he may sacrifice his life in order to save the community. This question was Pinchas did not, there was no danger for Pinchas. He came in and he stabbed them, so what of it? He saved the community, but he did not expose himself to danger. I mean, this is whether a Yochid, not only question whether he may volunteer, another question, this is one question. Another question is whether someone may advise him to do so. There's a difference. If I want to bring the supreme sacrifice, so I may do it, but no one has a right to encourage me to do so. Oh, no. I have the right to encourage someone, please, someone who is capable of actually of changing the destiny and protecting the people and saving them from disaster. I have a right to not only to encourage, to command, to give an order to do so. Or I now, in our halachic lingo, would be actually kfiyas bezdin, can also be applied. If I can advise someone, I may encourage him. And I may give him an order to do so, to sacrifice his life in order to save the community, not only the entire community, in order to save others. So I have a right, I mean, actually, even to use coercion or constraint to force him, I mean, to do so. This is the problem. These problems came up quite often, quite frequently. Throughout the Jewish history, I mean, the famous story is the story of the Kodesh Rebman. Rebman, in Vilna, there was an established practice, almost a ritual, that twice a year, in all shul, in all the synagogues in Vilna, he used to say Kilmal Rachman, the prayer of Kilmal Rachman, for a certain man by the name. I myself heard the Kilmal Rachman recited in Vilna, es nishmas a kodesh Reb Man ben Reb Man. Reb Man, 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 man. Es nishmas a kodesh Reb Man ben Reb Man. Who was this kodesh Reb Man ben Reb Man? One askore was recited, used to be recited on the Shana Rabe. And the second askore used to be recited on the first day of Shavuos. Interesting, not the second day of Shavuos, but the first day of Shavuos. Together on the first day of Shavuos, they used to recite in all Shul Avil with two askores. One askore, Reb Man de Reb Man, and the second askore, for Reb Avrom ben Avrom, HaKodesh Avrom ben Avrom. This was Count Potocki, the famous Ger, the famous convert, who incurred martyrdom. It was a Polish nobleman, Potocki, I mean the famous family in Polish history, the Potocki family, who joined for the fold, I mean, the Jewish community in Holland, and came back to Vilna, of course, and was disguised as a Jew, and he lived, almost underground, I mean. And he was in a town near Vilna, and he was studying in Bismedresh, and a boy made a lot of noise, so he said something and reprimanded the boy. The father was a shoemaker, and he knew the secret, and he informed the police, the archbishop, about him, that this is the son of the famous Count Potocki. They offered him, of course, many alternatives, and he rejected all alternatives. And he was burned on the first day of Shavuos. This was the one askore, but the askore, HaKodesh Reb Avrom was recited, used to be recited the first day of Shavuos. Reb Man, the askore of Reb Man, used to be recited twice a year. A Shana Rabe. And in general, Shana Rabe in the Vilna, called the shul, they call it, I mean, it's a medieval structure. They had the Shana Rabe had a very strange ritual. At 12 o'clock, at midnight, they used to start to say Slichas, Shana Rabe. Now, I mean, we say Tilim, we say Mishneh Torah, but you don't recite Slichas, you used to recite Slichas. Slichas and Vidui. And following the conclusion of the recital of Slichas, they used to say the askore at night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, Shana. The story was as follows. You can find the story in the Kirya Nemono by Rav Shmuel Yosef Fin. I mean, Rav Shmuel Yosef Fin wrote the story of Kirya Nemono, means of Vilna. Rav Shmuel Yosef Fin. So whatever was written on Vilna is nothing else but a copy of Rav Shmuel Yosef Finn's Kirya Nemono. Shmuel Yosef Fin that tells the following story, which also took place at the beginning of the 18th century in Vilna, that there was a Mishumed, an apostate, who was of course excommunicated and expelled from the Jewish community, and because in order to avenge himself on the Jewish community, he went in Vilna, the day before Shana Rabe, Vilna had a famous cathedral, Ostrobrama, famous cathedral. And they had a famous icon there, of the Virgin, the famous icon, and he stole this icon, and he hid the icon in the Oron Kodesh, in the Kalter Shul. Perhaps it wasn't connivance with some priest, or someone of the clergy, otherwise I don't believe he could have actually had access, to the cathedral. Cathedral is a shrine, a famous shrine. A shrine in Częstochowa, a shrine in Vilna, the two famous shrines in Poland. Matter of fact, not long ago I read in New York Times about that shrine too, about the cathedral. So he stole the icon and he hid it, concealed it in the Oron Kodesh, between the Sifrei Torah, and then he went to the archbishop and said, listen, tomorrow the Jews will do as following. They will take the icon and they'll place the icon on the altar, and each one will have a reed, a bunch of reeds, and they'll slug the icon. And if you want to have to find evidence that I am right, send some detective, I mean, someone to the old synagogue, and you'll find the icon in the ark, and just raid a few Jewish homes, and you'll find in every Jewish home a bunch of leads, of course, an Arabianite who didn't have a shyness, and that's exactly what happened. And the entire community council, the Parnassim of Vilna, between 25 and 30, were arrested. And the verdict was a foregone conclusion, you know what it meant. It meant simply torture and then burning at stake, in front of the cathedral. In the same place where 40 years later the Ger Tzedek was executed. Same place. It was a famous place. So, all right. So, they were arrested. So, Shana Rabbi, after Davnin, so Reb Man appeared in the house of Reb Shmuel Achran. Reb Shmuel Achran was the last rabbi of Vilna. He was a contemporary of the Vilna Goyim, basically. The last appeared before the Vilna and said, in order to save the community, he wants to take the blame upon himself. That he did it. The Eel explained to the Archbishop that he stole the icon. However, the Riedel explained it's just a Jewish ritual, which is practiced every year, has absolutely nothing in common with the theft of the icon. But he stole the icon, and he'll take the blame upon himself. And of course, he'll be executed, no doubt about it. But he'll save the Parnassim, 25 people, from martyr's death. He's asking only whether he may do it or not. So Reb Shmuel Achran said he wants to consult with the Vilna Goyen. It's a very serious question, he said. In America, such questions are posed over the phone. I didn't mean such questions, but similar questions. And you expect an answer over the phone. I'm sorry. But in Vilna it was different in this 18th century. He wants to consult the Vilna Goyen, and so on. So he should come the next day. Shmini Atzeres, or the same evening, Shana Rabbi night, he did not come back. What Reb Shmuel Achran consulted with the Goyen, we know that. What the Goyen told him, we don't know. What Reb Shmuel Achran was ready to say to Reb Man, we don't know either. But we just know that Reb Shmuel Achran sent someone, to bring Reb Man to his home. Yom Tov night, the night of Shmini Atzeres, he came and he said, "No, I expected you. I have an answer for you. Doctor, you can save your time. I don't care. I've decided that this is the halacha." "Doctor, how did you decide it? After all, I told you all the consultants, the goyim. Doctor, I have decided it on the basis of Megillas Esther. There was no need for the Vilna Goyen, there was no need for anybody else to render a decision." And he went the same night and he surrendered to the authorities. The Parnes and Kehila were free the same day, the same night, and he was tortured until the first day of Shavuos and also executed. This is a Kodesh Redman Bredman. This is the question. This is Esther, actually Mordechai, not only. Esther didn't volunteer in the beginning. Esther, on the contrary, Esther sent word to Mordechai, say, Kolish v'yisho yidim, Kolish v'yisho asho yovei, ala chotzer apnimis, ala melech otzmi ashleyi, kore achazdo salomis, v'anilu nikrei selove, ala melech ze shlei shimyei. V'yim o Mordechai lo ashev ala Esther, al tadami benafshich, Not Beis HaMelech Mikol HaYurim. Don't make the mistake at all. Machish Tachishi Beis Ahi Revach Vatzol Yamudim Lokamachem Vata Beis HaMelech Tavidu. Fine, it's one wonderful word. But actually, he said, it's your obligation, your duty to offer yourselves, to sacrifice your life in order to save the community. And that's exactly what made Reb Man to go and to surrender. This is the central aloche in Megillas Esther. That it is the duty of the individual to sacrifice his life. If the destiny and the future of the community is at stake. And what do you think? I mean, this exactly. What did the soldiers in Eretz Yisrael do now? After all, many soldiers could have gotten out of the service. They could have found an excuse, I mean, after all. After all, they were not forced. They did it themselves. Was it Yechidim, not one Yechid, there were 700 or 800 individuals who sacrificed their lives in order to protect a community of 2,700,500 people. It's the same story. But while in Megillas Esther, it's the story of one woman, one frail woman. Here it's the story of an army, but it's of 800 people, individuals who sacrificed their lives, their young lives. Was it permissible? I'll put it in. Someone asked this question. The answer is yes. Where is the answer? I'm going to ask that. This is the central aloha of Megillas Esther. This is the central aloha. Of course, I mean, this serving as a base, will be able, as the premise, will be able to infer many more alohas, many more lessons, but this will do in the next shiur. All right, Mr. Edelman, you say Kaddish.